People are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
While homelessness is most assuredly a global and national problem, its impact and the steps needed to effect a solution are local. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and on this episode of the Affordable Housing Podcast, we're focusing on homelessness in one California county and the latest survey results, which show an improvement in numbers since 2007, or at least some of the numbers. Every One Home is an organization that quite simply is determined to end homelessness in Alameda County by the year 2020. They envision a system of care that will ensure all extremely low-income residents have a safe, supportive, and permanent place to call home with available services. They're doing this by emphasizing a coordinated, efficient, regional response to the challenge. Elaine DeColony is the executive director of Every One Home, and she joins us today with some very good news. Welcome, Elaine.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell us about Homeless Count 2009, how you gathered the data, and what you were trying to ascertain.
Sure. Well, we have a survey methodology which goes to service sites that people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness might use, such as soup kitchens or food pantries or drop-in centers. And we interview people for about 10 minutes per interview and learn about their housing status and other things like health condition and age and household size. And so we can get a very comprehensive data set that tells us a lot of things about the household, not just an estimate of whether they're on the streets or not. And so we went to 28 service sites in Alameda County on a given day across the county. It was a randomly selected sample of survey sites and interviewed any adult who was willing to speak with us at those survey sites, and we conducted over 1,250 interviews, and then we've been doing statistical analysis of that information and weighting it in order to come up with an estimate of the total number of persons who were literally homeless, which means those living on the streets or other places not meant for human habitation, shelters, and transitional housing. And then the other number we were able to estimate were those who are the hidden homeless. So they are not, they're 7 days from eviction, living in hotels or motels, or bouncing around with friends and family. They're not on the streets or in shelters yet, but they're on the verge of it. And our survey methodology enabled us to capture both those numbers.
Now, you had done this kind of a survey before, right?
That's correct. We did this survey back in 2003. It's quite extensive and comprehensive. It involves over 200 volunteers that need to be trained to conduct the survey and coordinate the sites. And also what this data gathering allows us to do is not only estimate our numbers countywide, but by region. So we're able to look at the city of Berkeley, the city of Oakland, the East County, the Mid County, and the South County. And so we can't afford to do it every time we do the survey, and the federal government requires us to do a count of the literal homeless every 2 years. So in the intervening years, 2005 and 2007, we did a more basic count that just gave us an estimate of the literal homeless.
So doing this all in one day really gives you a snapshot.
Correct. It's a point in time estimate, and so we're able to say on any given night in Alameda County there are X number of people. But we estimate that the total number of homeless in a year could be 2 to 3 times higher.
Does it tend to be higher at certain times of the year, in the winter, for instance?
That's a little hard to know. We know more people seek shelter in the winter because of the inclement weather, and so folks who are camping outside or staying in cars would seek shelter to get out of the rain and the cold, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're more homeless necessarily. It's certainly when we think of the homeless as in the wintertime and the bad weather, we are more conscious of how miserable it would be to be living outdoors.
So over the last 2 years, since you did count the literally homeless in 2007, was there a decrease in the numbers? And if so, what do you attribute that to?
Yes, there was a decrease, and we were so pleased to be able to report that. We had a 10% decrease in the literally homeless. And then of those, there's a subset known as the chronically homeless, who have been homeless for 12 or more months, and they're single adults who are disabled. And the chronically homeless number went down 18%. So we've really had a significant impact on the numbers of literally homeless in the last 2 years. And we really believe that that's because of the efforts we've made to create permanent supportive housing. We've tried some strategies like converting our transitional housing units to permanent housing. Transitional housing you can only live in for 2 years and then you got to go, whether you have an alternative or not. We've also done more street outreach to the chronically homeless, not waiting for them to come into us seeking services and housing, but taking services and housing out to them. And I would say the biggest impact, I think, is our shift in the way we're doing business to a housing first strategy, saying the first resource we want to give people who are homeless is permanent housing. We also want to give them services, but have those services really focus on after they're in the housing to help them stay stable in the housing and improve the quality of their lives. So we've been really focusing on getting folks into permanent housing. And Everyone Home as an organization launched in 2007 with our plan to end homelessness. It was adopted by all the cities in Alameda County and by dozens and dozens of providers and housing developers who've said, yes, this is a good plan. We're all going to work together to implement this plan. So I think having a common vision and a common set of strategies, having us all pulling together in the same direction, is also one of the reasons that we're seeing our numbers go down.
Well, these are great results. Is Alameda County, Elaine, fairly representative of California counties, or are there great differences around the state?
Well, I think that a lot of counties have seen drops. I don't know that drops of this size. This was a pretty significant drop in 2 years. But I think San Francisco has certainly seen drops, and Contra Costa has seen slight decreases. So definitely, and across the country, we're certainly seeing this. When communities that are really committing to creating permanent housing and taking housing first approaches are really seeing significant drops, particularly in the chronically homeless. So we know what works to end homelessness, and if we put the resources and the will behind what works, we're definitely seeing impacts.
While I would love to end on a positive note, I do think we need to mention that you have seen a big rise in the number of hidden homeless. Can you talk about that? And who are these people who are the hidden homeless?
Sure. This was certainly sobering information. We were glad to be able to capture it. A lot of other counties, the way they count doesn't allow them to capture these folks. But these are folks we believe who've been most severely impacted by the recession. So they were probably barely making it to begin with. And with the recession and losses of income and rental properties going into foreclosure, they are now right on the verge of ending up on the streets or in shelters. And we saw that number go up 168% since the last time we captured it in 2003.
168%?
Yes, from 1,134 to 3,042.
So, Elaine, are these folks who are staying with friends on couches, that sort of thing?
That's right. Yeah, one of the common terms is couch surfers. So these aren't folks who's have a relative who have taken them in to live on the bottom floor of the house, and they can count on that. These are folks who are staying 3 weeks or 2 weeks with Uncle Joe and a couple of nights with Cousin Jeff and that kind of thing. So they really are bouncing around. And, oh, they have a little money. They'll go to a hotel. Maybe they're staying a couple of nights with a friend, things like that. So they're really patching it together day by day. That's why we use the term hidden homeless, because they don't have the resources to get housing. But what we do know is that the Obama administration has made a commitment to resources for rapid rehousing and homelessness prevention. So Alameda County has $7.5 million coming to its various cities and the unincorporated county that's really targeted at this population. So if to help them get back into their own housing or stabilize the situation where they are, if they're a couple of days from eviction, or they might be able to turn a place they're staying into permanent shared housing, these resources will enable us to support many of these households in getting back to housing stability. So what the count shows is we've got to use these new resources effectively, and there is clearly a need to do so.
So you will do this again 4 years from now, would you figure?
I guess so. 4 to 6 years from now, I think we're trying to figure that out. And the other thing is that the federal government has recently changed its definition of homelessness, and that definition is going to include the hidden homelessness, and we don't know if that'll then be a requirement of doing the biannual count. And so we may have to do it more frequently, but it's very labor intensive and costs a lot. But it gives us such rich information so that we can really plan effective services and housing for both populations.
Well, we congratulate you on the results. Certainly, if you had to list just the key takeaways, the most important information that you culled from the findings of the Homeless Count 2009, what would those be, Elaine?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I would say we know what to do to end homelessness, and when we do it, the numbers go down, as we saw, and the recession is creating more people who are at extreme risk of ending up on the streets and in shelters, and that is our mandate, what we've got to address going forward.
Well, you're certainly a hero, you and all the people, the 200 volunteers and everyone that works with your organization. This is not a problem that any one person obviously can solve, but clearly the results show that at least in Alameda County, you're moving in the right direction.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk with you this morning.
Elaine DeColony, Executive Director of Everyone Home. I'm Joanne Green.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.